This is Droops.
And this is Obfuscated.
And this is Infonomicon. News you need.
Like it or not.
I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
I was just noticing your ass.
Yeah, Butch. I was just noticing you noticing my ass.
You some sort of masochist? Guy likes to inflict pain on himself?
No, I am not a masochist, okay?
I knew this guy once. Liked to inflict pain on himself. Guy pierced every part of his body. Poor guy even leaked. You know, he even pierced his goddamn Johnson. Now that had to hurt. Especially when it got infected. It swelled up and all like a summer squash. You know, my butt was red like that once. After a night with Sybil. Man, Sybil likes to spank. A girl likes to spank really gets my nut off.
I'm trying not to picture that, Butch.
Pictures? Come here, I can show you pictures.
Found anything yet? We ain't found shit!
This is the CBS Evening News. With Dan Rather reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation.
Military threat.
Flaming debris. Fatal heart attack. Stress injuries. Prison disaster. Economic collapse. Dangerous radiation. A tide of violence and human misery. A liar and an unremorseful killer. Communist international smuggling pipeline. Starving victims and how they die. Chemical weapons, carpet bomb deaths, top FBI killed and injured children, police conspiracy, negative attacks, discipline, sex and drinking binges, dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer, dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb, mountains of credit card debt, the mountain of cocaine, tons of cocaine. And that's part of our world tonight. For the CBS Evening News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night and have a great weekend.
This is Obfuscated, and you're listening to Infonomicon number 20. Release date, November the 25th, 2004. Yes, it is Thanksgiving Day, and I'm recording live from the Batcave. If you noticed, Droops isn't here today. We had scheduling conflicts. Basically, he's in another part of the country. I'm in another part of the country doing the holiday thing. And we couldn't get together to do the show. Hence the reason why the fucking show's late. So, it's like Thanksgiving and stuff, and we're supposed to give thanks, and I want to say thanks to syphilis, gonorrhea, the Black Plague, and David Lynch. Okay, let's jump right into the sheet. Last week you heard me talking about RSS, and if you notice in the link section, I put up some the RSS feeds that we use for the show. And you heard me talking about iPodder and trying to get the show basically on your iPod or your computer. Every time we update the show, you'll get it on your computer. But HackerMedia.net pretty much does that already. It's, you know, pretty more simple to set up than we already have because it's already set up in their website. And if you're a show, just go there, log in, or get email Kizzle for a login, and there's a place, once you post a show, to put it up on their, you know, RSS feed. So if you're looking for some shows to have downloaded into your iPod or your computer, just go there, subscribe to that, and you automatically have, like, a bunch of fucking shows downloaded already. So I'm going to put that link up. When I get back from eating whatever we're having for Thanksgiving. So for all that, it's HackerMedia.net. Okay, now let's get to the mail. Mailbag. Okay, the first one is from, I know I'm so fucking tired, I'm not going to pronounce anything right today. Our first one is from Inu, E-N-N-U-I. And he, as you remember last week where I was talking about the Appalachians, and his email says, I'm listening to Infinomicon now. Droops and you are talking about people from the Appalachia. I'm not sure if I lived there, but pretty close. Just letting you know that you do indeed have at least one listener from there. And no, I don't hump the pig, just the sheep. Awesome show. And as you always know, Infonomicon is being brought to you by sheep humping. Okay, what's next? Okay, this one's in response to, this is from Evan, this is in response to, my fucking ice thingy incident, which I haven't got one yet. Ice tray, I haven't got an ice tray yet, another one, I'm scared of them now. This one says, the same thing with the ice trays happened to me, it just fucking exploded. I cut my stomach all up from the sharp plastic. Motherfucker, that hurt. Thanks for playing some bad brains. I found a cool site, www.totse.com. I don't know if I already gave it to you, but Droops, but it's great. Anyway, yeah, those fucking ice trays, man. Like, is there any other place to get ice trays besides, like, you know, places like Walmart, Target, Kmart? Well, we don't have Kmart around here anymore, but I don't think there's any other place to get those. Like, where the fuck do you buy an ice tray at? I guess a dollar store would sell them, but I don't think, you know, it's going to be any higher quality than the fuckers I bought at Walmart. They probably made all of the same fucking little sweatshop in Taiwan. You ever notice, like, everything that's made in Taiwan is shit? It's like you go to Walmart, everything's fucking made in Taiwan. It's just fucking, ugh. Why not some other place, like, you know, made in Poland? I'd buy shit from Poland. Okay, we got a lot of emails this week. This one dude, Red Raider, he says, I love the show and wonder if there's anything I could do to help out. Yes, there's something that you all can do to help out. Tell somebody about it. Just go to school, and the teacher's asking you a question. You say, I don't know the answer, but you can find it at infonomicon.org. And it helps with the t-shirt. And, yeah, just go ahead and tell everybody about it, you know. Even if they don't like computers and shit. Everybody likes cursing. You know, I say some foul shit sometimes. And, you know, like, you want to hear some foul shit, I'll tell you some foul shit. I work with this chick, and she happens to be a lesbian. And she goes, she's like, you know any good lesbian jokes? I'm like, not right offhand, no. She says, What do lesbians do when they have their period? I'm like, what? She's like, finger paint. That's some fucked up, repugnant shit. Anyway, yeah, tell everybody about our show. That's pretty much what you can do. And tell everybody that joke also. Okay, this is some news from Rebel Whore. I love that name. Anyway, hey guys, I don't know if this would be considered tech news, but here it goes anyway. It's about some asshole that's setting up a gun with a camera hooked up to the net so people can go online and hunt game. This would be kind of cool if it was just shooting, it's a shooting range for target practice, but then there would be all kinds of fucknuts that will just be killing animals like crazy. This pisses me off because I had the same idea a few months ago, but apparently it's illegal to place a gun in your front lawn with a robotic arm hooked up to some Wi-Fi and scare off the morons. Can't wait till someone hacks this shit and starts shooting at passing cars and ranchers. And yeah, I'm assuming the link, but of course this pretty much tells the whole story. Now this goes on to a bunch of different sections because I was watching about 3 years ago, some talk show, and they had some guy that he had a campsite in the middle of the woods, and he had his, you know, his four-wheelers out there, and he, like, kept them locked up. Somebody kept stealing them, okay, and some other valuable shit. He got fucking tired of it, and no police were doing anything about it. So he sets up a fucking gun attached to a fucking string or some shit. So the guy opens the door and fucking shoots his legs off. The guy sues, the guy who was stealing shit sues, and won. So this on there's also another side of this where I was working this place with a bunch of rednecks. Considering where I live at, it's not a far stretch idea. And he was like, "Come here, I want to show you something." I'm like, "Okay." He he brought me down and he showed me how, like, you know, they had his cameras, like a bunch of rednecks put a camera in the middle of the woods so you can see the deer walk by. So it's kind of like a meshing of the two. And you know what? I don't think it's, I'm all about technology, but nah, that's not a really good idea. You know, you're putting a gun, and I don't care where it's at, in the middle of the woods or in the middle of the highway, and you tell people online to go shoot things. What's not, like me, I'll be like, Droops, can you go pick up a geocache for me at this site right here? You know, it just, what kind of gun is it? It's like a machine gun or something? That you know. And who would be charged for the murder? The person owning the camera or the person shooting? They won't be able to find that fucker. Because the article mentions Wi-Fi. You could just fucking, like, park your car outside the road, you know, hit the hotspot, and fucking just push in or and just run off. Yeah, and that's pretty much all of the email we have for this week. I don't know if Droop's got any that I was supposed to read online because he's not near any kind of connection right now. At least at the moment. And I think he's coming home tonight. So what do you want to talk about? The news? I don't know. Fuck the news. I don't give a shit. Let's talk about, okay. I know we got a lot of crazy bastards that listen to this show. I was talking to this chick the other night who's actually wore those fucking fruit roll-up panties. You know what I'm talking about? I want somebody to write me in that's actually, like, you know, bought something to eat those things. I want to know what they fucking taste like because I'm not going to go buy one. Could be my luck, they'd be like the kind somebody brought back. You know, this fucking underwear tastes like a blending of strawberries and raspberries and ass. So if anybody's actually tasted those goddamn things, let me know. Okay, fuck. Let's go straight to the news and see what's going on this week. Dean Kanan designed his Segway transporter to serve as a cheap, clean, and flexible form of urban transit, not as a platform for traveling national parks and encountering wildlife. But this hasn't stopped former vacuum cleaner salesman Josh Caldwell, 27 years old, who has put the Segway to perhaps the most grueling test yet by plotting the scooter across the length of the United States. His journey is scheduled to conclude when he arrives in Boston on Tuesday. This is our last Tuesday. A little more than 3 months after he and his small support crew started out in Seattle with a single Segway scooter, more than a dozen spare batteries, one loyal dog, and a Jeep Cherokee filled with filmmaking gear to document his trip. This is the name of the project, America at 10 Miles Per Hour, project hatched by Caldwell and a buddy Hunter Weeks, began as something between as a joke and a dare, but quickly turned into a serious expedition to see America in a new way. Caldwell and Weeks plan to introduce a documentary film and footage shots of the trip, showing that small-town America looks like from 6 inches off the ground. Now, everybody always talks about how they want to be rich and how, you know, they want money. This is what happens when you have money and you have nothing to do. You take a fucking Segway across the country. You can just walk as fast. You know what? I won't rent or buy the documentary because how interesting can it be? You know, like, I can see a car and you stop it off at interesting places, but, you know, most of the time you're in the middle of the fucking woods talking to armadillos because you've gone fucking crazy because you've been in the heat too long. So, and how much are these Segway things anyway? Like, you know, I can't, you know, I think they're like, what, $5,000 or some shit like that? I don't know, maybe more or less, but I'm going to download this. I might download it. But, of course, we don't support downloading material for Infonomicon Radio and affiliates of Clear Channel International. Is anybody out there have TiVo? You know what? I'm not into that shit yet. I don't know. I don't watch enough TV to actually buy a fucking TiVo. But I know a few friends, they're getting some for Christmas, so I might go play with those bitches. So here's this is a new thing about TiVo. Ads to pop up when TiVo users scan past commercials. Fast-forwarding through a television commercial might never be the same. Beginning in March, TiVo users will see a lot more than hyper people at 60 times normal speed when they hit the remote to zip through TV ads during shows recorded on the devices. A static pop-up ad or billboard would spring up as TiVo users skip through an ad, perhaps a logo for an advertiser, plus a message encouraging viewers to check out a new car or enter a contest. And this is a quote. Realistically, we're not expecting this technology to force half the folks to go back and merge with the ad, says Kimber Sterling, TiVo's director of advertising. But if 5% did, it would be a huge home run for us and advertisers. The popularity of personal video recorders such as TiVo is a big concern for advertisers. They worry ads will become irrelevant as viewers fast forward to ignore them. Some 2 million consumers have TiVos, and 20% of households are expected to own PVRs by 2008, according to PricewaterhouseCoopers. Where the fuck these people are? The TiVo device is sold for $400 2 years ago and is now highly priced at $99. TiVo expected to have 2.8 million subscribers by January. Is this ridiculous? Fucking right it is. You know, they didn't do this with the VCR. No one was bitching about the VCR when this happened. I know a lot of people that record and just fast forward the, you know, things. I even know knew people that, you know, were like big fans of shows like, you know, Twin Peaks, you know, had this old woman that records soap operas. And they would make a habit of spending a few extra hours to, like, actually have two VCRs and cut the commercials out to give to their friends. You know, this is not too much different. It's just easier to do. If we don't want to watch your commercials, we're not going to watch them. We're going to find a way not to watch them. And I'm pretty fucking sure someone's going to find a hack for this and get rid of that fucking, the commercials on Fast Forward. How much of a pain in the ass that is. You're fast forwarding the show, all of a sudden, this fucking thing pops up. Would you like to buy dildos? You know? Fuck. You know, they're going to make money on you. they're going to make money off of you one way or the other. So just get ready for that. eBay. Yes, the wonderful world of garage sales brought to your home. Okay, what we got here? Internet auction house eBay said on Wednesday it would limit the use of racial slurs after U.S. city officials complained the offensive terms were being used to advertise lawn jockeys and other antiques. eBay... customers will still be able to bid on figurines, postcards, and other historical items that reflect an era when racial stereotypes were common. But they won't be able to find them by typing such words as nigger into the website's search engine. No, they actually blocked the N-word out, but, you know, fuck the FCC. Instead, they will have the use of the terms like Black Americana. Officials with the National League of Cities asked eBay to make the change early this year after finding the sellers used offensive terms in their listings. This is a quote. I think it's perpetuated racism because we said this is how we view this piece, said Philadelphia City Councilwoman, some fucking name I can't pronounce. City officials said other online sellers should consider taking such steps as well. Racial offensive material has been a sensitive subject for online sellers. A French judge in 2000 ordered Yahoo to block users in that country from accessing auctions for Nazi daggers and concentration camp uniforms because that's France and they're fucks. Yahoo pulled Nazi gear from its auction site but got a U.S. court ruling saying it didn't have to obey the French court. eBay prohibits the sale of Nazi uniforms and other items that glorify hatred, violence, or racism. But the auction site, where up to 5,000 new items are posted each minute, has allowed the site to sell has allowed the sale of lawn jockey statues of smiling black men in livery outfits, tar baby soap, and other historical items that portray racial stereotypes. Some black Americans have taken interest in these items as a sign of progress they have made since the Civil War. Celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and Bill Cosby maintain collections. The new policy bans offensive words and phrases and states that sellers must ensure that the language in their listings show appropriate sensitivity to those in the community they might view it. It does not apply to items that have slurs in their titles, such as Richard Pryor's 1974 comedy album, That Nigga's Crazy. And that's in the article. You know what? What I don't understand is, I'm all from the viewpoint of the marketplace decides. Meaning, if you post something up there, like, you know, like, you know, those old statuarines of, you know, those black lawn jockeys, you know, and you put something stupid in the fucking title, like, you know, little tall baby for sale. Who's going to fucking buy it? Hence the reason why they would, you know, no one would want to put something up there like with that kind of fucking shit like that, because no one's going to buy it. You know, I don't think you should be restricting language on the website. You know, who's buying things that say shit like that? That's just fucking creepy. Is that your selling point? It's like, you know, is there like some guy from, like, I don't know, like Tennessee at home or something? Like, you know, it's like, you know what? I need a lawn, you know, I need a lawn figurine. Well, this says it's a hard baby, so let me buy it. Who's fucking doing that? That's fucking creepy. You know? And so I don't think they should be banning words. I think they just, I don't think people should be buying them. You know, let the, like I said, let the marketplace decide. Don't restrict people. And the whole thing, and moving on from that, going on with the German shit, I know a few, like, World War II veterans who collect, like, you know, they have some people that are Civil War buffs, you know, collect Civil War shit from both sides. People collect World War II stuff, like Nazi, you know, Nazi uniforms, daggers, stuff like that. You know, they're in no way Nazis. They just collect the area type of shit. I don't think they should be banning them from that. Banning them from selling it online. Because there's nothing inherently illegal about it. You can't control racism. That's not going to happen. You can't just say, you know, since you can't buy racial offensive things, which is totally idiotic, racially offensive, because it's relevant, you know, racially offensive is different from each person to each person, but you're not going to stop people from hating people because they can't buy it on eBay. You know, say I want a fucking Nazi dagger, you know, just out of the blue, say I did. Doesn't make me fucking racist, just means I want a fucking Nazi dagger. You know, I know people that do that kind of shit. No way Nazis. So that's just stupid. It's basically this whole PC shit, not wanting to hurt anybody's feelings. That's what I say to it. Speaking of eBay, has anybody seen that fucking Virgin Mary sandwich? And the fucking funniest thing is that it's not that it's a Virgin Mary sandwich. It's the fact that it's bitten into. You know, I'm going to read some of this article because it's pretty interesting if you haven't heard the story already. The internet auction house eBay canceled bids for half of a 10-year-old grilled cheese sandwich that its owner said bore the image of the Virgin Mary. Diana Duzer of Hollywood put the sandwich up for sale last week, drawing bids as high as $22,000 before eBay pulled the item Sunday night. The page was viewed almost 100,000 times before being taken down. An email received from eBay said the sandwich broke its policy, which does not allow listings that are intended as jokes. But Dizer, a work-from-home jewelry designer who's bought and sold items on eBay for 2 years, said that grilled cheese wasn't a joke. How could eBay do this to me? Dizer said Monday, hours before the online auction was supposed to have ended. eBay spokeswoman Hanny said he did not have enough information to comment specifically on Dizer's case, and that the online auction house typically has about 29 million items for its site. Dizer thought eBay would be the best place to show off the sandwich, made on plain white bread and American cheese, and cooked with no oil or butter. She said that she took a bite after making it 10 years ago and saw the face staring at the back of her from the bread. Dizer, 52 years old, put the sandwich in a clear plastic box with cotton balls to keep it on her nightstand. At first, she was scared by the image, but now that I realize how unique it is, I want to share it with the world. She said the sandwich has never spouted a spore of mold. Okay. This is the same thing we was talking about before the marketplace decided. Now, there's some obvious things you can see on eBay, you know, from past events that you know is ridiculous or intended as a joke. you know, as somebody we know selling a son on eBay. You know, I've seen Metallica's Integrity up for sale. I've seen Britney Spears' Virginity. You know, all kinds of shit, you know, but this, it's obviously a picture. I don't know what the fuck this is. I don't know if that's superimposed or not. Anyway, if you're, I don't even care if you are selling this on account of eBay. And say they don't take it down, okay? The rules of eBay are, if you can deliver it, it can be bought. And if you, for the auction, if you put down money for the auction, and you say you're going to buy it, then you're in contract agreement to buy the motherfucker, okay? And the person who's selling it has to give it to you, okay? That's, you know, there are lawsuits for that kind of shit. If somebody actually spent the $22,000, okay, they wanted this fucking sandwich. They're fucking just like a Christian freak. They want the sandwich. And they're going to spend, they want to spend $22,000 for this half-eaten fucking sandwich. And the person has a sandwich. What's the fucking big deal? Even if it is a joke, let the fucking shit go through and have them settle out in court. You know? eBay's starting to piss me off with that kind of shit lately. You know, I want to buy fucking Metallica's Integrity. I would spend more than $5 for it, but... And, of course, our favorite company in the whole world, Google. And it seems like they're having like, more shit coming out lately. Google introduces a new research tool. Online research engine leader Google is setting out to make better sense of all the scholarly work stored on the web. The company's new service unveiled late Wednesday, it's last Wednesday, at scholar.google.com. Draws upon newly developed algorithms to list the academic research that appears to be the most relevant to research requests. Mountain View-based Google doesn't plan to charge for the service nor use the feature to deliver text-based ads, the primary source for its profits. So, quote, Google has benefited from a lot of scholarly research, so this is one way we are giving back to the scholarly community. A Google engineer who has helped, this is from, I can't pronounce this fucking name, Angurag. A Google engineer who has helped develop the new search tools. Although Google already has been indexing the reams of academic research online, the company hasn't been able to separate the scholarly content from commercial websites. And I'm not going to go into all this. This is pretty much saying you can, of course, get to it at scholar.google.com. And we've all seen it. You know, you type in a phone number, and all it's going to spits out long fucking, like, digits. You're like, what the fuck is this shit? So there's a place for that shit. There needs to be blog.google.com. And I'm not talking about whatever the fuck blog that Google owns. I'm talking about just a place that all the blogs are indexed at. Because I'm getting tired of searching for shit and all I see is blogs. No offense to bloggers, but quit fucking making it Googleable. Okay. Google, this is another thing is Google, which just pisses me off lately. Not at Google, but just out of human stupidity and just logic. Google sued by nude photo website. A California-based pornographer says it's suing the world's most popular search engine, Google, for easily illegally accessing its website. Perfect 10, which offers pictures of the world's most beautiful natural women, says Google's web search gives users free usernames and passwords. It said Google also shown stolen Perfect 10 photos on other websites enabling people to view without paying. Google declined to comment, saying it would not, it has not seen the suit yet. Harm to profits. This is a quote from somebody. They're showing pictures from my magazine and my website for free, so there's no reason for anyone to buy my product, Perfect 10's president Norm Zadas told Reuters news agency. He said he was suing Google for an unspecific amount of damages for violating copyright and harming his ability to make profits. The company, which files the suit on the federal court in Los Angeles, charges a monthly fee of $25.50 for access to its website. Google searches throw up thumbnails and images owned by Perfect 10, which Mr. Zeta said are posted without permission. He said his company has sent nearly 30 formal requests to Google asking to remove the photos and password list from its search site, but was unsatisfied with the company's response. Okay, that's in the article. What the fuck? Why aren't you going after the people who had it on the website in the first place? There's a little thing called robots.txt. that if you was putting up a website professionally, had somebody else do it, since you're making money off the website, that you'll they should fucking know. Okay? That's number one. That's your first defense. Number two, you're going to have people stealing your pictures. That's called the internet. If you find them online, you should go after them. Go after them. Google just fucking searches the web. That's all it does. It's an index tool. It searches the web. You, Zeta, are a fucking moron. Really. This is in California, of course, so he'll fucking win and win all kinds of fucking money. You can sue anybody for anything nowadays and make money. God, are people fucking idiots. Okay, this next one's going to be short. Let's see what's going on. Finally, I've actually been following this for a while. I'm glad it turned out like this. Congress votes to ban states from paying taxing internet service. Congress passed a measure Friday putting a 3-year ban on state and local government's taxation of the monthly fees that internet providers charge for their customers. President Bush is expected to sign the measure into law. The ban on taxes by internet providers was first enacted in 1998. It expired 1 year ago amid dire predictions that the tax-happy states could choke the growth of the internet. The House voted last year to make the moratorium permanent to ensure that it applied to high-speed broadband service to phase out existing state taxes. This is fucking great news. We're not going to get into the political aspects of it, but I just want to say this is really great fucking news because, like I said, I've been following this for a while, and and if you live in a state like mine, Louisiana, who has a habit of just, like, swallowing money and no one knows where it goes, then I'm happy. They tax everything here. Everything gets taxed here. You know, you go take a shit, you have toilet paper tax. So I'm really happy that somebody up high has, you know, at least doing one thing good. So no taxing the internet. Because, you know, the fucking providers already tax your ass right there. There's a fucking, like, you know, there's a connect fee to the wire. Like, look at your bill. There's, like, all kinds of taxes. And I'm sure they hide them up. Just call them up and say, how much is this versus how much am I really paying? Okay. There's, I love this kind of shit because this is what, you know, dreams are made out of. Internet pornography is the new crack cocaine. Hold on for a second. Hold on. Woohoo! Internet pornography is the new crack cocaine, leading to addiction, pedophilia, boob jobs, and erectile dysfunctions, according to researchers testifying before a state committee Tuesday. Witnesses before the state Senate committee, Commerce Committee's Science, Technology, and Space subcommittee spared no bullshit in their description of the negative effects of pornography. I'm not going to read this. It's fucking stupid. It goes on to basically say because porn's on the internet, people are getting addicted to it. And people are becoming pedophiles because of it. People are cheating on their wives because of it. Now, you know, I took a couple classes of psychology in college. I majored at it, actually, at some point. And this is how it works, okay? If you have an addictive personality, you're going to get addicted to something, okay? If you don't have one, you're not. You just don't go online, look at porn, and get addicted to it. It shit doesn't happen like that. You don't go online and see, like, you know, some guy fucking a 3-year-old and say, "Oh, my God, that looks great. I think I should try it." Shit doesn't fucking happen like that. The human mind doesn't work like that. If you're a pedophile, it's a sickness, okay? Number one. It's been proven it's a fucking sickness. And if you, growing up, you've seen a boy, that's how that works. You just don't go online and see some, you know, thing, you know, just like the internet doesn't turn you gay, the internet doesn't, you know, turn you into a porn addict. It just doesn't. Either you're addicted to sex or you're not. You're addicted to jerking off, or you're not. The internet doesn't make it worse. Well, maybe at some point, since it's readily available, but it doesn't form the addiction. Okay? You know, even in the fact that these people are getting time on a Senate committee, it's fucking ridiculous. Don't they have, like, a... a screener? There's no place like a reception desk where they say, "Hi, I'm coming to talk about internet porn and how it's addictive as crack." You know, I've known a few people who are addicted to crack, and I can tell you, I don't know. No, I don't see how it's more addictive. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, naked chicks, you know, shitting on each other, you know, tub girl, is as appealing as crack. I think I'll do the crack first. At least that crack doesn't have shit coming out of it. Okay, everybody knows I'm into profits, so... yeah, my favorite prophet, Mr. Steve Ballmer. Of course, I love this guy. Who can't love this guy? Microsoft Corporation and CEO Ballmer on Thursday warned Asian governments that it could face intellectual rights infringement lawsuits for using rival open source operating platforms such as Linux. Linux is open software that is freely available on the internet and easily modified by the users. Its growing popularity with companies and governments around the world, and particularly in Asia, is a threat to the global dominance of Microsoft's proprietary Windows platform. Ballmer, speaking in Singapore at Microsoft's Asian Government Leaders Forum, said that Linux violated more than 228 patents. He did not provide any details, of course not, on the alleged violations which the Linux community disputes. Someday, and this is a quote from Fuckface himself, someday for all countries that are entering the WTO, the World Trade Organization, somebody will come up and look for money owing to the rights of the intellectual property, he said. Linux users got a scare earlier this year when software developer Sco sued a company for using Linux, which Sco claimed contained software that codes that it owns, of course, because everybody owns everything, obviously. Sco is also embroiled in a lawsuit against IBM, claiming that the computer giant illegally built Sco software code into Linux. Singapore's Ministry of Defense last month switched 20,000 personal computers to run an open-source software instead of Microsoft's operating platform. Other governments in the region are also looking to develop open-source software. China, Japan, and South Korea this year agreed to jointly develop open-source software running on Microsoft's rival Linux operating system. I would have loved to have been there. I want to know how that went. You know, Ballmer's up there with a penguin and a fucking Windows logo. Is like, and the penguin's got fucking fangs. It's like, you know, you switch to Linux, you have no more rights for your children. Penguin come and rape virgin. Like, the Asian governments are smarter than he is, and he just needs to shut the fuck up. This is all going downhill, you know, this for Microsoft and its government contracts. It's going to, you know, they're going to see, you know, that it's more proficient to run Linux. It's cheaper. Servers are better. You know, it's simple architecture compared to Microsoft's business architecture. So, out of the way of the world, the giant falls. And that's one big fuck. I wonder what happened. somebody to assassinate that cocksucker. Anyway, you care what's going on now. You know what? Banks piss me off. Banks and credit lenders, but that's another story. Banks could refuse fraud refunds. People considered to have ignored safety advice before losing money in online banking scams could soon be denied compensation by banks. The Association of Payment Clearing Services, APACS, another acronym you gotta learn, said a safety net existed while banks were still making customers aware of online fraud risk. Banks have refunded this is from Britain, obviously, 4 million, where is this from? 4 million pounds to about 2,000 customers of online banking scams. But Axe said that in some years, time consumption could be denied if people had safety information but ignored it. Axe Director of Corporate Communications, Sandra Quinn, said there had been an increase in so-called phishing scams in recent months. Phishing usually takes the form of email purported to be from a person's bank seeking account information, often leaking to bogus websites. Ms. Quinn said that we want to make sure customers know that the types of fraud that they're out there and how to avoid being a victim. While customers don't know all the risks, the safety net exists. But she added, what we have always said is a we won't forever provide a guarantee. Okay, number one, banks have insurance. Okay. When you sign a contract at a bank, you should have insurance. You're helping them out. You're giving them fucking money. Why do you think a bank exists? Because people need a place to store money? Banks exist because they need a money filter. You know, the banks need your money to give loans out. They give the loans out, they collect the interest, and they give out more money. When you go get a loan, what do you think? They pull this money out of their fucking ass? It's from the people that have their money in the bank. As, you know, checking accounts and savings accounts. You know, they don't just take your, say you want to put $100 in the bank, in your savings account, they just don't take that money and put it in a little box. No, it goes into a money, this whole money pile that goes out for loans, CDs, you know, shit like that. You know, we're doing you a fucking favor. You know? I don't think they should be like, oh, you've been a scam? Fuck you. You know, you should read our rules. You know what I mean? There's going to be people. Okay, some people are stupid. And they're going to fall into scams. And that happens. You know? Do they deserve to be ripped off? Probably. But still, there should be an insurance. Kind of like a car accident. They should actually pay somebody or a group of people to go out and investigate all of them. You know? You know, say it's like, you know, this person lost $200, you know, give them the fucking $200. But if it's a couple thousand dollars, you know, have somebody go look into it. Just don't put a blanket over it and say, oh, no, we're not going to do that. You should have looked out better for yourself. You know, I can see both sides of the argument, but then again, you know, it's like these credit card companies, okay? And this is a story, I'm not reading from an article right now, this is a story that's in my head, and I don't know if I have all the facts right, but credit card companies start losing money recently, okay? And so, this is America now, America. And they decided, hey, we're losing money, who do we go for more money? The government! Of course, they just give money away. And so they go to the government, I don't know if they ever got the money to help them out because they're about to go bankrupt, some of the big companies, but you know what I say to them? Fuck them. It's their fault they're losing money, okay? I don't know when this whole credit card thing started, because I know it's back. I know they're pushing it pretty hard in the 90s and the mid-80s, so I'm going to go with mid-80s. Some point in time, you know, back in the day, like say the 60s and 70s, you didn't get a credit card till you deserved one, till you had really excellent credit, you know? You just didn't get them in the mail like you do now. Then it started like in the 80s and the 90s, then it started fucking mailing you. As soon as I turned 18, I got a fucking credit card in the mail. On my birthday. And they just like fucking just, they don't even care about your credit. It's like, here, take it. Spend all the fucking money. Come on, put yourself in debt. Come on, take it. It's like crack porn. Porn. Take it. And of course, people get themselves in debt, can't pay their bills, not paying a credit card company. Whose fault is that? It's the fucking credit card companies. They have a system in place to see if a person is good for their money. I'm not saying it's a perfect system, but it's their system. See if somebody has good credit. And they totally ignore it. They just give it out until you're in trouble. They give it to any responsible person. You know, an 18-year-old shouldn't own a credit card. Okay? I don't think, you know, I honestly don't think people are good with money until they turn into mid-20s. They really understand, appreciate money. So they have to run out of groceries and have to, you know, not have food for a week to realize, you know, how money works. And they just push it on you. They don't give a fuck. Here's take it, you know. And they don't get their money back, so, you know, they're crying now. So fuck them. Hope they go bankrupt. Yeah, I should have read this before, but let me see what's going on right here. Web searcher leader Google said on Wednesday it would soon make it possible for users on its Gmail service to check their email via Microsoft Outlook or certain handheld devices such as mobile phones. Google said it is adding POP, or postal, you already know this, post office protocol, access to Gmail for all users of the next couple of weeks. The move would enable Gmail users to download a copy of their messages through other email programs and devices that support POP. POP access, Gmail users would also be able to view their messages offline. Google had as much anticipated initial public offering in mid-August recently has been adding address books and other features to its advertising-supported Gmail service launched this spring. Microsoft Incorporated and Yahoo, which compete with Google in web search, also offer rival free email services. Google shares, which basically topped $200 after debunking at $85, were traded around $170 at midday on NASDAQ. Anyway, just let you know, POP is out for Gmail. And now we take a smoking break. Can't you feel it? The cancer. You know what? I hate those fucking truth commercials. Give me a fucking break. Who is giving you... You know what? I bet you $1,000, like, that the people who are doing the truth, you know, truth.com commercials against these cigarette companies are using the money that the people won from suing the cigarette companies to make the commercials. You know, I'm sure that's how they're getting their money. And, you know, thank you for... why don't they get up on a ladder and go up to these fucking cigarette companies, like Philip Morris, and say, hey, thank you for paying my bills. Because that's what they're doing. You know, I want to get a ladder and go to the truth.com fucking building and say, you know what, stop fucking lecturing me. You know? Everybody, you know, we don't need truth.com commercials to know cigarettes are bad. We all know it. It's on a pack of cigarettes. Shit, I get a fucking different warning every goddamn time I buy a pack of cigarettes. Okay, we'll go here. Cigarette smoke contains carbon monoxide. Goddamn right. It's better than fucking plugging up your tailpipe in your car. We know it does. We only get pushed in our fucking faces every other day. You know? God, man, I just, like, don't even want to watch fucking, like, you know, commercials anymore. I mean, like, TV anymore because there's fucking commercials. They're everywhere. Okay, back into government news, of course. What got going on here? Several lobbying camps from different industries are joining forces to fight an overhaul of copyright law, which they say would radically shift in favor of Hollywood and the record companies, and which Congress might try to push through during a lame duck session that begins this week. The Senate might vote on H.R. 2391. Remember, and I'm going to repeat that again so you can go look it up if you want to. It's H.R. 2391, the Intellectual Property Protection Act, a comprehensive bill that opponents charge, that opponents charge could make many users of peer-to-peer networks, digital music players, and other products criminally liable for copyright infringement. Some opponents believe that the bill would also undo centuries of fair use, the principle that gives Americans the rights to use small samples of the work of others without having to pay for permission to pay, ask for permission to pay. That kind of like means, like, you know, if anybody listens to talk radio, you'll notice that the music that comes on like right before the person starts to talk, it's called bumper music. I'm not going to go into all that, but radios are allowed to use, like, I forget how much it is, like 15 seconds. It's like a certain number of seconds that they can use of a song without having to get permission to pay for it. And which I'm all in favor for. I don't understand this. They're getting pissed off people are stealing their shit, right? So they're going to change laws because of it. It's basically the same thing as you get in an argument with somebody. So you go blow up their work and kill everybody. Except them, because, you know, this is not going to hurt the people who are stealing the music in the movies. This is not going to fucking affect them at all. It might make it more inconvenient to get in the fucking movies, but that's about it. There are going to be people always stealing something. Always. Your job is to find ways to stop it. Not to punish your customers. that normally buy your that normally spend money for it. It makes no sense, and this pisses me off because it's like I'm all about the original. I'm, you know, the way copyright's supposed to be, you know, after actually ending, you know, because all these copyrights for these songs belong to the companies, not the people. I don't even know why fucking Metallica fucking went against fucking Napster in the first place, because they're not the one who owned their goddamn music. The record fucking the record companies do. You know, Lars Ulrich doesn't own any of his fucking music. If he does, he's lucky. The record company does. He's basically become a record company bitch. You know, let's fucking screw our fans. The people actually made it, you know, let's fucking, you know, screw the system that actually put us, got us where we are now. You know, Metallica came popular in the first place because of sharing. You know, I don't know if anybody around here, well, around here, what the fuck I'm talking about, listening to the show, is in, like, underground music. Basically, the metal underground consists of trading of tapes and CDs later on, you know? You know, you buy a tape and you make a copy for your friend who makes a copy for a friend, makes a copy for a friend. That's how a band gets popular or gets well known because more people listen to it. And that's how Metallica got fucking, got their head start of trading music. And so they're going to go, fuck, fuck the system that made them, you know, gave them the head start of who they are. But of course, Metallica's paying for their fucking charade now. You know, they're pretty much turning into the fucking Rolling Stones. You know, they're just around. No one gives a fuck anymore. They're just around. Okay, that's pretty much it for the articles. I have a few more, but you know, it's holiday, and I'm gonna get ready to go out, go see some fucking family that I really don't want to fucking see. So you know, end the show a little early this week, and I know you don't want to hear me keep rambling on, and Okay, let's see what we have for the list of the week. Okay, first over the site of the week, and that goes out to this is a website I found about I think about 6 months ago, and it's really fucking cool. It's called the RIA Radar, and you can get to that at magnetbox magnetbox.com/RIAA, and what this is that basically you input the band. Our album, and it tells you if it's supported by the RIAA, if it's part of the organization. So make your, you know, I've actually used this a bunch of times. And of course, the quote of the week is going to be from my one of my favorite public figures of all time, Al Capone. I found this during the elections. He had a quote that said, "Vote early and vote often." And the word of the week, is going to be misanthrope. And it's too fucking early in the morning to be pronouncing words. Misanthrope, which means one who hates or mistrusts humankind, which is what we do at Infonomicon. And let's see, the cunt of the week goes to IE. That's right, Internet Explorer. Why, you know? That's pretty fucking, you know, common, you know, go out and say, fuck Microsoft, blah, blah, blah. But I've been kind of like redesigning the website with the last couple of days. It's not going to be anything like, you know, life-changing, you know. It's going to be, I've just been, you know, going to keep it different and just kind of, you know, working on it a little bit. Nothing special, you know. Not going to be a lot of flashing lights. It's going to be minimalist like it was before because I like minimalist design. You know, I don't like going to websites with flashy things all around me. And as everybody knows or probably doesn't know, I'm a big fan of CSS. And, you know, and I hate tables. And you'll never find me fucking using them because they're pointless and there's no use for them anymore. And IE doesn't want to conform to standards. You know, it's a simple standard, CSS. You know, so basically I've been, you know, juggling code around from, you know, Firefox who does it right and fucking IE who wants to fuck my, you know, turn my code into fucking Arabic and display it however it wants to display it. So, you know, I've been working with that and, shouts out to Eric Meyer for helping me out on that. And, of course, we have Shirley Q of the week. Take it, Shirley.
Girl, this is Shirley Q Liquor. How you doing? You know, Thanksgiving is just around the corner, honey. And besides thinking about fried okra and catfish, it means that this is a time when we think back to the pilgrims, honey, that came over here in a big old boat back in 1922. Now, see, I'm not a person to judge nobody. I leave that to my oldest daughter, Chlamydia. She know what's right for everybody except herself. Look, why she want to carry on with that no-good Raymond, who ain't never going to make nothing out of himself unless he get off that cough syrup? Honey, you know what I'm talking about? And he need to get on that public assistance, honey. I don't know. Anyway, what I was talking about? Oh, yeah, the pilgrims. Well, anyway, they must have been out of their minds, honey, when they came over here. I mean, first of all, they done left Europe. Don't they know everybody want to go to Europe, honey? But they were so stupid, they went the wrong way and end up here in America. Now, how ignorant is that? Shoot, you want to know how empty-headed they was in pilgrims? I seen pictures of them, honey, and they was all wearing hats with buckles on them. Hats with buckles on their head? Now, that is ignorant. That is ignorant. As that no good Raymond who be hanging with my daughter Chlamydia, honey, I'm going to go over there right now and I'm going to bust his behind. Look, tell your mama that I asked her how she girl. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, thanks, Shirley. And, oh, yeah, I want to mention this. I know a lot of you won't find this interesting, but since it's a tech show, I might as well say it. I was going on eBay a couple weeks ago and I found that there's actually a car record player. You know, like we have CD players, 8-tracks, tape players. There was actually, right before 8-tracks started becoming popular, somebody actually designed, no one bought them, but somebody actually designed a record player for your car. I always wanted to get one of those, because I can imagine CD skipping. God damn, record skipping a car, but just want to, I won't. If someone ever seen one of these or knows someone who has one of them, for a goof, let me know. I want to know how this thing actually works and keeps the record steady without fucking it up. Okay, and that's going to be the end of the show this week. The out song is going to be by a band called 45 Grave. The song's called Party Time from the album Sleep in Safety. I don't have the fucking case with me right now. I think that's what it's called. Anyway, so it's called Party Time. Until next week, where we'll have a real show. And I want to give, before I end the show, tell everybody happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the turkey. Don't get diarrhea or syphilis. Until then, I'm Mickey Finn.